For Parshas Ki Tavo, we want to study a set of psukim at the beginning of the parsha, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tezayin, and those psukim begin with two words, Hayom Hazeh. And we're going to try to analyze what's the emphasis on Hayom Hazeh. What is that particular day and why is it significant? The Torah says that on that day, Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha lasos es hachukim ha'ela v'es ha'mishpotim. It sounds like this Yom, this day, is the culmination of all the commandments that were given throughout the Torah, or at least in the fifth chumash of the Torah, meaning Sefer Dvarim, the chukim, the mishpotim, and Moshe commands the people v'shamarta v'asisosam b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. And then comes Pasuk Yud Zayin. This Pasuk, together with Pasuk Yud Ches, forms a unit within a unit. And what happens on this day, we spoke about Hayom Hazeh, Es Hashem Hemarta Hayom. Hemarta means you have chosen or elevated. You have elevated Hashem above all the other gods. Lios L'chal Elokim, that He will exclusively be your God. And what else have you accepted upon yourself? Lalechas bidrachav, we'll see how many different kabbalas there are. You have accepted upon yourself to follow in His ways. Lishmar chukav, mitzvosav mishpatav, very complicated, very detailed. V'lishma v'kolo, which is strange. What's lishma v'kolo? You've already commanded me, and we've already accepted the lechas bidrachav, mitzvosav, chukosav, mishpatav, everything, the whole God's of business. And now lishma v'kolo. So that's our acceptance of Hashem to the exclusion of any other gods. And then in Pasuk Yud Ches, which is the twin, you know, the other side of the coin, V'Hashem Hemir Chayom, and God has chosen and exalted you today, Lios Lo Am Sgula. Now, Rabbosai, what does that sound like? If you're familiar with the Chumash, not this Chumash, Dvarim, but a different Chumash, which Chumash would you put your finger on and say, wow, what the Ramban is saying here, that God chose us to be as Am Sgula on that very day, what does that sound like? Which Chumash of the Chumashim would you point to? Shmos, for sure. And which Parsha in Shmos? Yisro. This sounds awfully similar to Matan Torah of Yisro, when we accepted the Aseres HaDibros, you know, the Shtei Luchos HaBris, and God chose us as the Am Sgula, which is over there in Perek Yud Tes of Shmos. And here the Rabban sees another day in the, how should we say, in the history, the annals of the Jewish people, which is also a unique day in which God chooses the people, exalts them as the Am Sgula. Kasher Dibra Lecha V'lishmar Kol Mitzvosav. V'lasescha Elyon Am Kol Agoyim, you're exalted amongst all the other nations. L'shem L'tiferes, Am Kadosh, etc., etc. I mean, this is all like almost a repeat performance of what we've already seen in Kabbalah HaTorah. We accepted the Torah. Hashem chose us as the Am Segula. Hashem exalts us. He calls us Am Kadosh, Mamleches Kohanim V'goy Kadosh. All the psukim there in Parshas Yisro. And nevertheless, here in this context, at the end of Perek Chaf Vav, we have almost a repeat performance with again a day that's designated and singled out. How is this Kabbalah HaTorah different than the first Kabbalah HaTorah Parshas Yisro, and why was it necessary for repetition? You can drop loud if you don't mind.
Devarim is a repeat of, or not repeat, but a culmination of what the.
Okay, so what does Devarim, the question, David, I think that you're raising here, which is very fundamental, is what does Sefer Dvarim add that we don't have from the previous four Chumash? And this, by the way, this question bothered the mind of the Ramban, and we'll soon see the Maharal Prague. The Ramban spent his entire introduction, a two-page introduction to Sefer Dvarim, to rack his brains and try to figure out what does Sefer Dvarim, which we call Mishneh Torah, what does it add to the first five Chumash? First four Chumash. And if we understand what it adds, then perhaps these psukim here in Parshas Ki Tavo will take on a new meaning. Meaning there was one Kabbalah HaTorah that related up to but not beyond Sefer Dvarim, and then whatever Sefer Dvarim is, which the Torah describes it as Bir Moshe Satorah Zos, the explanations of Moshe, all that leads up to Parshas Ki Tavo, and then finally Nitzavim, in which we're going to have, in a sense, a second Kabbalah Satorah. And again, I'm letting a lot that we're going to get into today, Mirtz Hashem, out of the bag, so to speak. You know, I hope I'm not being makdimus and mu'uchar, but the psukim do seem to indicate that something that parallels Parshas Yisro is going on hayom, on this day that Moshe gives Sefer Dvar.
Moshe's about to be, he knows he's going to be, it's a culmination of the past 40 years. This is it's giving the Bnei Sofa.
Right, there's no question that Sefer Dvarim is Tochacha, but in these psukim, I don't think we're talking about Tochacha here.
Much,
you know, we're talking about Chukim, Mishpatim.
There's Ephesus, and
But I'm asking, David, what are these chukim mishpatim that we are accepting now today, and as a result of accepting these chukim mishpatim and lishma v'kolo, now, as Hashem hamircha yom, hamarta yom, we are accepting Hashem as our God.
I have a problem with the today, because you received this before.
Right, yeah. So let's work on the word Hazeh, if that's how you want to see. Again, all this that I'm presenting to you is not my own. This is what the Ramban is going to get into. The Ramban is going to try to understand what happened on that day described in Parshas Ki Tovo. If you fast forward a little bit to the next perek in Parshas Ki Tovo, which is Perek Chav Zayin, there Moshe speaks to Klal Yisrael. He says, Haskeis Ushma Yisrael, and once again, Hayom Hazeh Niyesa Liyom Lashem Elokecha. On this very day, Moshe Rabbeinu, you've been chosen, you've been designated as the nation of Hashem. Vishamata Bekol Hashem Elokecha Vasisas Kol Mitzvosa Veschukosa Vetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetzetz hearkening to the words and the commandments of Hashem on this day, now Niyesol Liyam Hashem Elkecha. What do you mean Niyesol Liyam Hashem Elkecha Hayom? It's not Hayom. It's something that already took place at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. So let's see the Ramban. Okay? One second, Rabosa, if you could hold on to your questions until we see the Ramban. The Ramban came 1,000 years before us, so we got to give him a little bit of respect, okay? Let's just see, we're going to have to rack our brains to figure out in the Ramban. This, you know, to you and I, this may seem like, you know, oh, I'm going to sit here in the Emek Learning Center, I'm going to come up with my own svaras. Rabosa, this is not a matter of svaras, this is a matter of understanding 10 psukim in the Torah. This is the Torah Kedosha, and this is the Ramban HaKadosh. So let's give the Ramban, and then we'll try to understand the Ramban and take it apart. The Ramban says the following, right here in Parashas Ki Tovu. Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcho lasos. Hine. What's the background here? Says the Ramban, Hishlim Moshe Levayer Es HaTorah. At the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, the Pasuk says that Moshe is going to be Mevayer Es HaTorah. We have to understand what is the significance of Biur HaTorah. And I would suggest, according to the Rabban, the following equation. Sefer Dvarim equals Biur HaTorah. So if we ever figure out what Moshe Rabbeinu meant at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Biur HaTorah, what is Sefer Dvarim? Then I think we can understand what happened in Parshas Ki Tovu, which is the culmination, according to the Ramban, of Biur HaTorah. Ulechadesh kol ha-mitzvos asher tzivcha osanu Hashem lechadesh lahem. Sefer HaDvarim, says the Ramban, is first and foremost a book of Chidush HaMitzvos. And the Ramban, in his introduction to Sefer Dvarim, maybe we'll see parts of that today, he enumerates a number of mitzvos which were nischadesh in Sefer Dvarim, and why are they separated from the other mitzvos and uniquely placed in Sefer Dvarim?
What do you mean by nischadesh?
That they don't appear anywhere in the first four chumashim. You see, you and I think that Bir HaTorah Zos means that Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing the Torah. He, again, leave out the Tochacha, that's a different part of Sefer Dvarim. But no, the Ramban is of the opinion that Sefer Dvarim is not just a review of the Torah, it's that too. Moshe Rabbeinu elucidates many of the mitzvahs of Torah in Sefer Dvarim. But even beyond that, Moshe Rabbeinu is mechadesh a whole list of mitzvahs that don't appear anywhere in the first four chumashim of the Torah. And now, when Moshe Rabbeinu reaches the culmination of Bir HaTorah, Hishlim Moshe Levirus HaTorah Chadish is called mitzvahs, then Lakach Omar, now Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people, Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha Lasos Es HaChukim HaElev Es HaMishpatim. Now I can say to you, on this day, Hashem has commanded you, because this is the day that began with the beginning of Sefer Dvarim and culminates here in Parashas Ki Tovo. And there, at that moment, Moshe says, I've given you all of the chukim, all of the mishpatim. Ki kvar shlamti lecha kol. I've now given you everything. Whatever I left out, I'm giving you now. The Hizkir, and now he says, Moshe, Vishamarta Vasisa Osam Vechol Levavcha Bechol Nafshecha. Now that you're ready to accept the Torah in its complete form, because now I've given you all those mitzvahs that were left out of the first four chumashim, now you're ready to commit yourself to observe those mitzvahs, Bechol Levavcha Ubechol Nafshecha. And the Rabban here refers to his Pirush and Parshas Vaschana, which we don't have time for now. Now this is the point of Bnei Yisrael accepting the entire Torah on that very day when Moshe completes the Torah. And therefore, at that moment, Hashem says, you have exalted me and you have designated me as your God and you are totally committed to me, says Hashem, to the exclusion of any other God. That's Pasuk Yud Zayin. Now let's go on to Pasuk. The next pasuk, Vashem Hemir Chayom. So wait, let's first go through the Ramban again. I'm trying. This is very hard for me, Rabosai, because I can't do this in 40 minutes. But so bear with me. There's so much Torah here, and this will change our whole understanding of what Klal Yisrael is all about and our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, I don't know how to do this in 40 minutes. So bear with me. I'm gonna try. And I ask for apology. I love to have to have questions and answers. Though for that we would need 10 hours to go through this Ramban. So bear with me. He says the following: Kevan she kibaltem aleichem kol haTorah. At this moment, on this day, says Ramban, you've accepted yourself kol haTorah. Okay. Now wait a second. They accepted themselves the Torah at Har Sinai. But there's a new Kabbalah HaTorah, similar to Har Sinai. And what's unique about the second Kabbalah HaTorah, says the Ramban? It's Kol HaTorah. What does Kol HaTorah mean? The Ramban says, B'pirusheha, b'diktukeha, u'b'chidusheha. It's commentaries, it's interpretations. Digdukel means the nuances of meanings. Chidushel, it's broad insights. At that moment, which is today, Hayom, Gidaltem Hashem V'raramtem Oso. Somehow, and I can't understand why, the Ramban connects A with B. If we accept the Torah in its entirety, B'perushel, Digdukel, V'chidushel, then B, we've exalted Hashem, we've accepted upon ourselves God, who levado lachem, he and only he, to the exclusion of any other any other God. Now, I don't understand this Ramban. Why is the Ramban saying that as a result of accepting upon ourselves, pirushel adikdukel v'chidusheha, therefore, Lo todu bi'el acher klal, we will never accept upon ourselves any other God. That has to be understood. Now the Ramban goes through all the details here, which the Torah goes into detail. Lo leches bidrachov, says Ramban, shetasu atova yoshar. That the phrase lo leches bidrachov is referring to chesed, ish l'reyehu. Lishmar chukav mishpatav, mitzvos of mishpatav, yaskir befrat chukim v'mishpatim. The Ramban tells you to go look in Parshas Dvarim. There he has a whole detailed analysis of the difference between chukim and mishpatim. The yichlal b'mitzvos of, and then it says not only chukim mishpatim, it says mitzvos of. What is that coming to include? Kol mitzvos, mitzvos asay velos asay. The whole package deal. And then the Torah says lishma b'kolo, to listen to his voice. What does that add? Kechol asher yitzavu lachem mishar hamasim. In addition to the mitzvahs aseh and the mitzvahs lo aseh, Hashem will command you other things. He doesn't spell out what those are. Al yadi, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, the Rabban offers another suggestion. Al yidei shar ha-neviim, other neviim, kasher pirashti. Now this kasher pirashti we did together here 2 weeks ago, if you recall. That the pasuk says Elof Tishmu, and you have to listen to the Navi, and sometimes the Navi will command you even to violate the Torah law. All this is included under Lishma B'Kolo, insofar as the Kol Hashem is given through the Navi. The Tachin, it's possible, Shiyu Mitzvosav, the word Mitzvosav, Mitzvos Asay, Ulishma B'Kolo Haminios, meaning Mitzvos Los Asay. Fine. So again, all this was accepted, all the details, the minute details of the commands and the imperatives of Hashem on this day, as a result, as Hashem have marta hayom, lios l'chol elokim, you've accepted Hashem as your God, exalted Him above the nations, He's your God exclusively, and you will never look at another God. Then we get to Pasuk Yud Ches. V'yomer v'Hashem hemir chayom. Now God chooses the people of Israel. Ki hayom hazeh lachem ki yom Sinai. Please underline this. Unbelievable. Everything that we've been saying, but we said it intuitively, is now being spelled out explicitly by the Ramban. This is the day of Har Sinai. What do I mean Har Sinai? It's not Har Sinai, but ki yom Har Sinai. It means that just like there was a Kabbalah Satorah on Har Sinai, so too there's another Kabbalah Satorah at the end of this whole Sefer Dvarim B'Avras Moav, when Hashem chooses the people of Israel. Hashem Romeim V'Gidol Eschem. Hashem exalts you as a people, B'Kibul HaTorah, because you have accepted the Torah. What do you mean you accepted the Torah? You already accepted the Torah in Parshas Yisro. No, another accepted Torah. Besides the Nasim and Ishma of Yisro, there's an additional Kabbalah Satorah. Sheti Olo, now God has exalted you. You become His Amskula, His chosen people. We call Amim. The Lishmar Kol Mitzvosov, Ki Lachem Levadchem Yeh Toroso. Hashem will never give His Torah to any other nation. He will never give His mitzvos and demand His fulfillment of His will from any other nation. Kinyan HaKosim, he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Magid Dvarav LeYaakov, Chukov, Mishpatov, Yisrael Losachem L'Kol Goy, and that He won't do for any other nation. So let's just summarize two questions that we want to ask. Question number one is, what is the nature and the content of this Kabbalah Satorah Ke'en Har Sinai at the end of Sefer Dvarim? And question number two, why is it that that Kabbalah Satorah somehow engenders the Am Sgula relationship and the fact that Klal Yisrael will never ever accept another nation? So in order to understand this, we have to go back to the Ramban's introduction to Sefer Dvarim. Rabban writes that there are two psukim at the very beginning of Dvarim that indicate that Sefer Dvarim was given to Klal Yisrael as a whole, with every single Jew there. L'chein Yefarish Bakan, it says at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, this is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. And then if you fast forward a few psukim, Pasuk Hey, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael. Why is it that Sefer Dvarim has to be given to Kol Yisrael? Says the Ramban, Ki Biur HaTorah, the clarification of the Torah, which is Sefer Dvarim, as we saw before, V'tashlum HaMitzvahs, and the completion of presenting all the mitzvahs, because there are going to be new mitzvahs here in Sefer Dvarim. Tzarech Lios B'maimad Kol Yisrael. It has to be exactly identical to another experience in which every single Jew was there. Namely what? Maamad Har Sinai Kasher Hoya B'matna Torah. Rambosai, there's an unbelievable chiddush in the Ramban, and we have to rack our brains to figure it out. The Ramban is saying that there was two Kabbalas HaTorahs. There was one Kabbalas HaTorah, we'll call it Roman numeral number one, Madura Kama, we call it, at the time of Har Sinai. And now we get to the Madura Tinyana, the second round of Kabbalas HaTorah. And that took place at Sefer Dvarim, the Bir HaTorah of Sefer Dvarim, which was completed here in Parshas Ki Tavo, another Maim at Har Sinai. Again, it wasn't at Har Sinai, it was at Arvas Moav. But nevertheless, it's like the Maimon of Har Sinai, and therefore Kol Yisrael have to be there for this Kabbalas HaTorah on that day in which Moshe Rabbeinu Bir Es HaTorah Zos. And the Ramban goes on to say in his introduction, Hine Hizkir Bekan Shnei Dvarim. He says that the Torah emphasizes two things here. Ash Omar Shediber Moshe Bnei Yisrael Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oso Aleihem Zeu Remez El HaMitzvah Sheyomalem B'Sefer Zeshlo Nizkeru Adheina B'Torah. He says that Pasuk Gimel at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, where it says Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oso, these are mitzvahs that Moshe gets at Arvas Moav, which are brand new mitzvahs. Ramban goes into great detail, that's not for us now, in his introduction, which new mitzvahs are given in Sefer Dvarim. That's number one. And that's what it means, Kechol Asher Tziva Oso Hashem. Only what God gave him, right? Moshe Rabbeinu can't give new mitzvahs on his own. The Torah says, Bal Tosef, Bal Tigra. So therefore the Torah emphasizes here, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oso. These new mitzvahs are not mitzvahs that Moshe was bought of Milibo, he came up on his own. And then it says, "V'hiskir zeh b'avur shamalev v'yidaver Hashem al Moshe lo amar lehem." In all of the first four chumashim, I mean, from Yisro and on, every parasha begins with "V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe." And yet, here in Sefer Dvarim, you don't find "V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe." Moshe gives mitzvahs, and there's no "V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe." Could it be that Moshe invented these mitzvahs? Heaven forbid. That's why the Torah says at the very beginning of Dvarim, Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oso Aleihem, that you should know that the entire Sefer Dvarim with all its new mitzvahs are mitzvahs with which Hashem gave to Moshe. Okay, but that's not all. That's not all, that's not the entire story of Sefer Dvarim. The Omar Ode, and furthermore, this is Pasuk Hey at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Ki Hoil Moshe Bir Es HaTorah. What does that mean? Hoil Moshe Bir Es HaTorah. The Ramban has an amazing insight into the word Hoil Moshe. He says, Zeu Remez, the mitzvos shenemru kvar, we're no longer talking about Moshe giving new mitzvahs, but rather mitzvahs that were already given in the first four chumashim, where it says Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe, here it doesn't say that. And what's going on with these mitzvahs? He says the Ramban, Kip Sheyachzar Osam, he's going to repeat these mitzvahs, Levayer Osam. Okay, so far so good. He's elucidating the mitzvahs. But now look at the next four words, the next three words. Ulechadish Bahem Dvarim. The Ramban says the word Hoil Moshe, Bir Es HaTorah, is not just to clarify that which was given, but moreover, Moshe is being mechadish new things. And the words Hoil Moshe in Pasuk Hey, in Perek Aleph of Sefer Dvarim, Sherotza Levayer Lehem Es HaTorah. And a look at this, this I bolded because your eyes have to pop out when you read this Ramban. The Hizkir Kain, why does the Torah emphasize Bir Moshe? Moshe Hoil, Moshe Bir. Lahodia to tell us, Ki Me'atzmo Ra Lasos Kain. Moshe Rabbeinu did not receive any tzivui to be Mevar these parts of the Torah. Velotzivo Hashem Bozeh. The initiative was Moshe Rabbeinu's initiative. Miloshin Hoil No. He quotes Psukim in Tanakh to prove that Hoil indicates the initiative. And my question to you, Rabosai, is the following: how could Moshe Rabbeinu, on his own initiative, enhance and embellish the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu is the Eved Hashem, the Shliach Hashem, Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono. The Rambam talks in the Yud Gimel Ikrim about how the fact that Moshe was a scribe, you know, Hashem just transmitted the Torah to him, like you would to the scribe. And here the Ramban is saying, Me'atzmo Ra Lasos Kein. Moshe is making his own decision V'lotzivo Hashem bazeh. He's going to embellish the mitzvahs based on his own understanding and his own initiative. I want to read to you one line in the Ramban in Parshas Nitzavim. Unfortunately, it's not on your page. The Ramban says the beginning of Nitzavim. Tam, the reason for Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, they're all there, Lifnei Hashem Elkechem, Shatem Omdim Lifnei Hashem, you are standing in the presence of God, Kedei Lamod Bibriso, to enter into a bris, says Ramban, Ki Lekabel HaTorah Bibiura Nesvu Elo. Ramban says that in Parshas Nitzavim, which is the culmination of Parshas Ki Tavo and all of Sefer Dvarim, the entire Klal Yisrael, Kulchem, stands in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, Lamod Bibriso, Lekabel HaTorah, again, what's going on? Kabbalas HaTorah, Bibiura. He means Sefer Dvarim. The Sefer Dvarim is the Biur HaTorah. With all of the new mitzvahs, with all the elucidations of those mitzvahs, and with new insights of Moshe Rabbeinu, which weren't commanded by Hashem, the way Ramban says it. Nesfu Elav, they all gathered together. So this is pretty mind-boggling, that the Ramban has a new Kabbalah HaTorah, second round, and this Kabbalah HaTorah requires that everyone be there, every last Jew, and this Kabbalah HaTorah is going to be a Kabbalah HaTorah on the Bir HaTorah, meaning on Sefer Dvar B'Avos Moav, and it's going to be the entry into a new bris, and as a result of this bris, Hashem chooses us as the great nation, Hemir Chayom, and to the exclusion of any other nation. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu gives them the Torah and they accept it. You know, the question is, did they accept it by shaking their heads? Did they say Amen? You know, what exactly? Right, that's not spelled out. Correct. Rabosa, what I want to try to explain, these two Kabbalas HaTorahs, so to speak, based on the Maral Miprag. You know, the Maral Miprag wrote a book called Tiferes Yisrael. And there are a lot of fundamentals of the faith in that Tiferes Yisrael. And what I'd like to do is, again, it's a very long piece, but perhaps to present to you his thesis in a nutshell, and then if we have time to read it inside. The Maral Miprag wants to suggest that Nisinas HaTorah has two parts to it. You'll see it at the very beginning. Shtei Bechinos. Do you see it on page 1 towards the banner? Bechina Achas Mitzad Hashem Yisbarach, who knows Sein HaTorah. V'abechina Ashnia Mitzad Yisrael Mekable HaTorah. There are two dimensions to the Torah itself. One is the Nesinas HaTorah Mitzad the Nosein, and that the Maral identifies with the first four Chumashim of the five. And then what we call Mishneh Torah, or in the Ramban's language, Bir HaTorah, as it says in the beginning of Devarim, that requires a different kind of Torah. That's the Torah of the Mekabel HaTorah, of Klal Yisrael. So there's one dimension of Torah that reflects the Nosein HaTorah, and another dimension of Torah that reflects the Mekabel HaTorah. And the Maral goes on to indicate that when it comes to the Mekabel HaTorah, clarification or elucidation is absolutely necessary. The Nosein HaTorah, because his infinite wisdom gives the Torah, he knows everything. He doesn't need clarifications. Hashem as a Nosein HaTorah doesn't need elucidations. But when we get to the Mekabel HaTorah, which is Sefer Dvarim, now we need elucidations and clarifications. And the Ramban claims that there's got to be a new Kabbalah HaTorah. And the Ramban doesn't say it outright, but I think we saw it implicit in the Ramban. In the Maral, it's even more explicit. He says that the Mekabel HaTorah must now understand the Torah. That's what it means at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Hoil Moshe Bir Es HaTorah. So the Mekabel HaTorah don't yet understand the Torah. And according to the Maharal Miprag, when you enter into a bris, that's the paragraph that starts V'od Teda, the Torah itself is the bris. That's a fascinating, you know, like if you have two parties that enter into a covenant, they write out a document, correct? And that document represents the covenant. He says that the document that represents the bris between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah itself. But the Torah itself requires a twofold commitment, like any other bris. A bris requires that both parties commit themselves to the bris. And he says that first and foremost, we have the four chalakim of the Torah, from Bereishis until the end of Sefer Bamidbar. And that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part in the commitment towards this bris. That's mitzad nosein HaTorah. But now we need a commitment from the part of the second party, that's Klal Yisrael, the Mekabli HaTorah. That's going to be the Bir Moshe HaTorah Zosef Sefer Dvarim. He writes in the third line, Lachen HaTorah. Do you have the paragraph of the Od Teda? Lachen HaTorah Shei HaBris Bein Hashem Yisbarach Bein Yisrael Mitzad Echad Karav HaTorah LaHashem Yisbarach HaShal Karas HaBris. So the first part of Torah up until but not including Sefer Dvarim is Mitzad the Nosein HaTorah. Hashem is now committing himself to this bris as the Nosein. Mitzad Sheni says Karav HaTorah Mekabel HaBris. You can't have a one-sided covenant. The covenant has to have a two-sided commitment. And Haim Yisrael, now Klal Yisrael's the Mekabli HaBris, they have to commit themselves to this bris. Lacheni says, Kol HaTorah Kula Chutzmi Mishneh Torah, the first part of the Torah, four-fifths of the Torah, is Hashem Yisbarach Bi'atzmo Medaber Aleim. God is directly addressing the people of Israel because He's the Koreis HaBris. But in the Mishneh Torah, the last of the five books, according to the Maharal's presentation, is Sofa Torah Huktsas, who cuts Hashem, it's the other extreme. That's already Karavel Yisrael Mekabli HaTorah. And therefore, it's called Mishneh Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he clarifies the Torah, he elucidates it, and now Mitzad the Mekablim, they can make a total commitment to the entire Torah, they can enter into the bris. There's a new Krisas bris here, Mitzad the Mekabli HaTorah, Mitzad Klal Yisrael. And here the Maharal says something amazing. Why is it that the Torah is given Shnei Luchos HaBris? There are two sides to the Luchos. Why two? What's the significance of the two? And by the way, there are discrepancies, as the Maharal points out in the next chapter, between the Aseres HaDibros in the first Luchos and in the second Luchos. So something is going on here with the number two. And he writes the following. You know, we distinguish classically between one side of the Luchos and the other as Mitzvos Bein Adam LaMakom, Mitzvos Bein Adam LaChavero. He has another distinction, which is very similar but different. He says, Chamisha Ksuvim al Luach Echad, the first five that are written on one of the two Luchos, they represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being Kori Sabris. The initiative is God's. But the Luach HaSheni is Keneged Mekable HaBris, that's man who accepts the Bris, and that's why the second set of Luchos is a whole new entity in this Bris relationship. And I was wondering, based on what we started developing in the Ramban, if this Maharal Miprag, explaining the difference between the first four Chumashim and the fifth, can somehow fit into the Ramban's perspective. So if you take a look in Parshas Yisro, the Ramban says the following. He looks for different meanings and symbolisms in the two Luchos HaBris. And he writes the following. He says that the first five on one luach, that represents the bris of the yachid, of the individual. And that's up until Kabedes Avicha, and he writes that his chayvus, that commitment to the bris of the yachid, is based, or parallels, corresponds to Torah Shebichsav. Umikan v'yelech, for the second luach, which has another five on it, is keneged Torah Shebal Peh. If we put this Ramban together with the Maral Miprag, I think we have a fascinating insight into what's going on here. Moshe Rabbeinu is basically the conduit in the first four books of the first four books of the Torah, four first Chumashim, to bring the Tzivui of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. That's the Bris Mitzvah, the No Seinah Torah. Now Moshe Rabbeinu says, we need a Bir HaTorah. That means we need a Kabbalah HaTorah Mitzad, the Makable HaTorah. And those two, as we saw the Maral, are represented by the two Luchos HaBris. And now the language of Sefer Dvarim takes on a whole different flavor to it. It's no longer constantly Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe. It's Moshe taking the initiative to clarify the Torah. And we have two Torahs. The second Torah is what kind of a Torah? What's the purpose of the second part of the Torah? To explain the first. It's the clarification. It's the elucidation. It's the Bir HaTorah Zos. But then I have to ask you the following question. If Sefer Dvarim represents Torah Sheba'al Peh, that the Bir of the Torah, which Moshe presents, is the Torah Sheba'al Peh of Torah, why is it included in Torah Shebichsara? Again, on the one hand, the Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu comes up with his own initiative to clarify the Torah. That's pure Torah Sheba'al Peh. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu saw to it that he would integrate the fifth book, Sefer Dvarim, into the Torah, which gives it the status of Torah Shebichsara. It's unbelievable. There's a concept here that seems to be, in a sense, the midway, the compromise, if you will, between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. On the one hand, it's Torah Shebichsav, but on the other hand, it represents Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the Bir HaTorah, which makes it Torah Shebaal Peh, but yet it's got to be incorporated into Torah Shebichsav. And I'll tell you, I think the Ramban means to say, you know why it has to be incorporated into Torah Shebichsav? Because the bris of the Torah is on both. There's got to be a bris in which we commit ourselves to both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. What we got was the Torah Shebichsav, but included within it this extension called Bir HaTorah, which is Sefer Dvarim, where Moshe, his own initiative, clarifies and elucidates the Torah. And the people of Israel have to accept that in a brand new Kabbalah. And these two Kabbalos both represent a commitment to a bris, because the Torah itself is a bris. The first Kabbalah represents the bris of Har Sinai, and now at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Ki Tovo, Parshas Nitzavim, we again gather together the entire nation of Israel to accept upon ourselves Torah Sheba'al Peh. And the Torah Sheba'al Peh element is the Kabbalah Mitzad, the Makabel HaTorah. And that's what clinches the bris between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if this be the case, the Medrash Tanchuma, with this we'll conclude, in Parashas Noach, makes a lot of sense. Again, we don't have time to go through the entire Medrash. But the punchline of this Medrash is the following. And you'll maybe count down about 10 lines. Do you see a line that starts with Ata Amel? L'fishalo koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu bris im Yisrael ela al HaTorah Sheba'al Peh. And the entire presentation here of the Medrash Tanchuma is that to accept Torah Shebichsav is relatively easy. It's the Torah Sheba'al Peh that's tough as nails. We need a separate krisis bris in Klal Yisrael on Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's what the Medrash Tanchuma says. And the reason for this is because we need an extra energy force to commit ourselves to Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is very difficult. It goes into specific details and minutia about every single halacha and every requirement. He goes on to speak about Isur HaHeter and Tamei Vitar. And this acceptance of Klal Yisrael, of Torah Sheba'al Peh, that's what requires Kaf Aleihem Har Kegiyus. According to the Sefer, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, the first Torah, meaning Torah Shebichsav, that didn't require Kaf Aleihem Har Kegiyus. But Torah Sheba'al Peh, which is infinite, both in its breadth, its width, and in its quality, its very essence of nuances and demands, that required a special Kaf Aleihem Har Kegiyus, and as a result, a krisas bris for Torah Shebal Peh. So just to summarize, if we go back to our original question that we asked, what happened hayom hazeh? On that very day, in the culmination of Bira Torah of Sefer Dvarim, why is it that on that day HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have chosen me, and I have chosen you, Hashem Emarta, Hashem Emircha? The answer is on that day, Klal Yisrael entered into an entirely new Kabbalah Satorah. A Kabbalah Satorah which is similar to our Sinai. It required the entire Jewish people to be there present at once, Kulchem, without any exception, because it's an entry into a bris. And the entire Klal Yisrael have to enter into that covenant. What is the substance of that covenant? Based on the Maral Miprag, we could say it's the Kabbalah Satorah Mitzad HaMakablim. Or the way we said it in the Ramban, it's the Torah Shebal Peh of the two Luchos, and that is the commitment that we accepted upon ourselves. And as a result of entering into the Bris through Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh, we have cemented our commitment, our relation with Hashem. Hashem therefore uplifts us. We exalt Hashem and singularly accept Him as our sovereign God to the exclusion of any other God. The commitment to Torah Shebal Peh is such a profound one that will never ever think of getting mitzvahs from any other source, chas v'shalom, and thinking of any other God. This is the Am Segula. This is the second round of Har Sinai of Kabbalah Satorah that begins at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, culminates here in Parshas Ki Tavo and in Parshas Nitzan. I think we made it.
Right.
Now I'm calm. You know, now that I gave over what I wanted to give over.
Vayitiyatzu b'tachtit ahar is mentioned in the first Kabbalah's HaTorah, and that is a source of Har Kegigit.
So that's
actually mentioned.
So that's what the Medrash Tanchum. If you go through it, you know, point by point. Again, this Medrash Tanchuma is a very, very famous Medrash Tanchuma about Torah Shebal Peh,
right.
It goes on and on and on. What you have here is only the tip of the iceberg. But he works through the parasha when it says Al Pi Advarim Ha'ele Karati Itchem Bris. He says, Pi Advarim, the Pi Advarim is referring to Torah Shebal Peh. Pi is Peh. And Chazal say that all of Torah was given for this moment of Al Pi Torah. There's Dvarim Ha'ela, which is Torah Shebichsav. There's Pi Advarim Ha'ela, which is Torah Shebal Peh. And he says Torah Shebal Peh is very difficult. He goes on to speak about the tsar and the pain of knowing Torah Shebal Peh. It's a long thing about Yigiyah Satorah. All the Rambams of Yigiyah Satorah, the Rambam Ilkhustam Torah says there's no Torah without Yigiyah, they're all based on this Medrash Tanchuma. If you take a look at the Avodah Samelach and all the commentaries on the Rambam. And when it says over there, Lasid Lavo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to describe us as Oavav Kitzeis HaShemesh B'Gvuraso, that's all a reference to Torah Shebal Peh. Lo Kibli Yisrael Satorah Ad Shekof Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sahar Gigis Shenam Yisiyatsu B'Tach Sahar Omer Avdibi Bar Chama Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabel Neten Satorah Muto Vim Lav Shom Tei Tfurascha V'Yim Tomer. If you'll ask Al Torah Shebech Sav Kof Aleim Ar Kigigis, he says no. They all said Nasim and Ishma. But now when he said Al Pi Advarim Ha'elu, which is Torah Shebal Peh, that's when they didn't respond because Hashem had to force them to accept Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh is difficult from two different sides of the coin. First of all, to learn and study Torah Shebal Peh, it's infinite, it's Rachav Min Hayam. And secondly, the demands of Torah Shebal Peh, with all their minutia, are so great. That's why the Tzdukim, you know, let them rot, right? The Tzdukim said, you know, we'll take the Torah Shebichsav. You know, that's no big deal. Except for cooking on Shabbos, that's where they got left out. But we don't want the Torah Shebal Peh. That's something that Kof Aleim Ar Kegigis we don't want to accept. But we, the Prushim, have accepted both Toros, and we've entered into a double-sided Kabbalah and Krisus Bris with HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. And Am Yisrael knew that when they were the Tzodim Ayom.
Yes, that was all crystal clear because Moshe Rabbeinu had taught Sefer Dvarim with all its elucidations and clarifications and even his own personal insights as Torah Shebal Peh. Now they had the flavor. In other words, what were they doing for 40 years in the desert? We think that for 40 years in the desert, they were studying Torah Shebichsav. That's absolutely incorrect. They were basically studying Torah Shebal Peh. And the Torah Sheba'al Peh reached its crescendo in Sefer Dvarim when Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together the people and clarified the Torah. That's the Bira Torah. Right away. But the Makom HaPatish of the Torah Sheba'al Peh they studied for 40 years was Sefer Dvarim. That's the Hayom HaZeh. That's the Kabbalah HaTorah of Arvas Moav. There are two Kabbalah HaTorah. There's the Kabbalah HaTorah of Har Sinai. And that's basically the Kabbalah of, primarily of Torah Shebichsav. Now we have a Kabbalah HaTorah Mitzad the Mekablim. And that's the second Kabbalah HaTorah, as we called it, the second round, the second edition. That took place at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, when at Arvas Moav he gathered together Kol Yisrael, the entire nation, and clarified for them, elucidated from the Torah. That's Bir HaTorah Hazos. Okay, we'll stop here. And I appreciate it. And,